need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for 4 lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Wet at times over the next few days, but it's not going to rain all the time. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated shower or two late tonight. Low overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s, cloudy. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the showers and storms become more likely tomorrow night. Overnight low 55. On Monday, President's Day, a better day. Chance of a shower early, but I think there'll be some partial sunshine, mid-60s for a high. But get ready. Tuesday through Thursday could be a lot of rain in the state of Alabama, maybe locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich
River Region. Are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
That sounded horrible. Hey, and now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, it's time for Clearing the Air a couple hours early. Thank you, Jay. Hi, I'm your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with the mind and body numbed and infected and infested with the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellon Syndrome. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. My guest in this endeavor, who's yet to arrive, is the postman, a man who's been awake much longer than me, but just like yours truly, has been jostled awake. Now, his journey has taken him to many places and has enabled him to meet many knowledgeable people. People who know what's really going on in this virtual reality that God created that we call life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the deep end of the pool. Things that will be discussed here are things that most can't fathom, few will accept, but some may actually rejoice over hearing. But before we go any further, I need to read you my disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear me say tonight. You have to learn to start doing your own investigating. You've got to figure all this stuff out for yourself, folks. That's the only way it's going to happen. Remember, something you have to work for to attain is always more valuable than something freely given to you. Are you ready for this? Are you sure? Because you've been warned. Now, this is a special. It's a very special five-hour edition, Clearing the Air. Thank you, Mr. Jay Scott. Jay's the man around this radio network. Trust me on that. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this, to play radio on this Blue Water Radio Network. Thanks, big guy. It's been a long day for yours truly, less than 4 hours of sleep. No nap this afternoon means that I'm kind of running on empty, but we'll get through this. Who knows? We may even learn something in the meantime. I rode down to Highland Home, little short mean woman and I. We attended the memorial of an aunt that recently died. A stroke claimed her life. And during the service, it struck me how it seems that tragedy is the only time we cousins ever get to see one another. I wonder if that's Postman that just, he's here. Well, you're going to have to wait, dude. I can't stop. Tragedy's the only way we, only time we cousins ever get to see one another. And I suggested to the little short mean woman that maybe we should treat births in the family the same way we treat deaths. All of us get together when a child's born in the family, and let's just talk about, reminisce, and that's how it should be, because there's got to be a better way to handle staying close with those you care about. It seems like life always gets in the way, and it's hard, but there's certainly a better way than funerals and death, I tell you. I don't handle them well these days. Not at all. I'm whatever's going on with me has me very emotional. You know, I cry a lot, and it's just not good to be around stuff like this. And I don't handle being around people very well. I say that. It's like when we go to church and they're trying to get me to get up there and give the announcements, and I'm like, no, don't put me in front of people. And they're like, they're incredulous. They're like, but you talk on the radio. Yeah, I'm in a studio usually by myself talking into a microphone. That's different. It's easier for me to sit here and talk to you, Mr. and Mrs. Listener out there in radio land all over the world, than it is for me to stand in front of you and talk. It's just the way I'm wired. No pun intended, you know. It's kind of how it works with me. I don't know why. It's just the way it is. As you probably know, if you've gone anywhere near a TV set today, that Trump has declared an emergency, apparently. We're creating new sanctions against Venezuela. The agency's down there. It's going to be another, you know, getting involved in stuff we really don't need to be involved in. If we were going to get involved, we should have gotten involved before they went nuts and went full socialist. But I don't know. I guess there's a case against that, too. So, you know, kind of you damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of deal. Who knows? But this is going to be an interesting show because I really haven't had time to get a lot of material together. But I'm going to dig back through my archives, and we're going to find some really cool stuff. By the way, this Smollett guy, this so-called actor, whatever he is, it's pretty much been determined now that he did stage all this against himself, blamed white male Trump supporters. It's, you know, come on, man. These two guys were buddies of his, and it seems to me like he probably paid them to do this, if I had to guess, because they were on their way back home to Nigeria or wherever when they got pulled off the plane by the police. Good job on that, police. But, you know, that's the one thing about the surveillance country we're now living in. We're living in essentially a police state with all the surveillance. You can't, there's not much you can do that Big Brother's not watching you. Not much at all. Certainly not out in the public. It's going to be hard to get away with stuff like that. If you remember the TV show Person of Interest, I watched it religiously for the first couple of seasons, and I kind of got away from it. Actually, I got away from TV completely at that point. But I think there's a lot of truth to that show. In that show, there was a huge computer network that all the cameras, every surveillance camera was tied in, and there was a mother computer, like a hive mind behind it, and it could basically track, it could do anything. And I think that's kind of what they're building now, and they're almost there. I know, for instance, that our neighborhood watch camera feed goes to the Fusion Center at the old St. Margaret's Hospital, the FEMA Fusion Center, and I'm sure it's all routed and goes to Utah to the big, you know, the big facility, underground facility, multi-million-dollar place up there, and so they can keep dossiers on us bad Americans, us evil patriots, the ones that, you know, love God and all that stuff. They can't have that. They can't have us around. I mean, my goodness. We represent a threat to these people. It's our country has changed so much, and I hope to God you people realize what's going on, because I do. I see it clear as day. It's not good. But, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be accused as a fear-mongerer. We know that faith in God is the only thing that's going to get us through this. That's it, folks. God. Faith. You know, why do you think they call it faith? You got to believe in something that's bigger than you are. You got to believe in God. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand people who can't believe in God. They can't believe in a creator. Everything on this planet, and some believe the planet itself, harbors intelligence that can't just climb out of the primordial ooze, or whatever they call it, it was created. And if it was created, then, ergo, there's a creator. I call him God. It's very important that you nurture a relationship with the creator. I'm not talking about warming a pew on Sunday. If you do, and you do it in the right spirit, more power to you. But I'm talking about getting on your knees and talking to God, praying to God. Just telling him everything. Empty your heart and ask him to send the Holy Spirit. Now, you got to get baptized. You got to go to church to get baptized, I guess. But I guess you could do it with a pastor in a river or something somewhere, kind of like John the Baptist and Jesus did. But you got to get baptized. You got to give your life, and he will renew your life. I mean, the Holy Spirit will come into you and show you things and tell you things. It's amazing. It's been an amazing journey. You know, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm so happy that I contracted whatever this stuff is, because I would not have the relationship with Christ that I do now if I had not gotten sick. So something good came from it. Or if this is of the dark side, it backfired. And I got news for you. It's not the only thing that's going to backfire on the evil one. You know who I'm talking about. The ex-VP of Creation Incorporated, the fallen one, Satan, formerly known as Lucifer. There's a huge backfire coming his way. We know. We've read the book. We know how it ends. And he's got his people deceived into believing, oh, no. Don't buy any of that crap. You know, I'm the real God. I'm the guy. And they want so bad to exalt him over the real God, and that's all caps, G-O-D, thank you. But it's not going to happen. God is going to take him down, because that's what he does. And Bo and I were talking about this last night. We stayed around and talked for, I don't know, half an hour after the program. You know, when he comes back, he came the first time as a lamb. And, of course, the Pharisees, they didn't get it, because they're thinking, he says he's the Son of God. Well, where's all the pomp and circumstance? Where's his crown? Where's all his jewels? Where's all the wealth? Where's all the gold? Where's all the attendants? Where's all this fluff? They didn't get it. And even Nicodemus, one of the most learned people about God, is standing before God in human form, and he's asking the stupidest questions. What do you mean you have to be born again? You mean you got to go back in your mother's womb? And Jesus is like, what? How can you not understand this? They were so caught up in the law, they didn't understand what the law was supposed to be protecting. They didn't understand the big picture. Don't let that happen to you. Understand the big picture. The biggest of pictures. Who you serve, because it's time to make a stand. Get off the fence. It's time. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and Postman hopefully will be here when I go let him in. So y'all come back with me, please.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible supervised closeouts and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue plush mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Lowe's knows you do it right by looking for deals on new appliances because you work too hard for your money not to. We do it right, too, by saving you $600 on a GE stackable washer and dryer pair with Steam Clean. Find deals on new kitchen appliances, too, with up to 35% off select appliance special values on refrigerators, ranges, and more. When it's time for new appliances, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 227. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome back to the program. Postman's here. Welcome, Postman. I am so glad you're here. Once again, some synchronicity between us.
Yes, good to be here.
It is good to be here.
Yes.
It is good to be here. You know, I saw so many people today that I hadn't seen in forever, and someone said, it's good to see you. And I said, yeah, I'd rather be seen than viewed. And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm at a funeral. Probably shouldn't say that.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always something for a joke, I guess. But what were you just saying about, you want to play the video, don't you? That'd be better.
Yes, I can elaborate on a little bit, you know, before we actually get into it.
Okay.
And but believe it or not, folks, I've pretty much kind of known this all along, but I didn't have any proof. But a whistleblower had come forward. He's ex NASA. He's an engineer. He's worked in and with several of these contractors mm-hmm. that the government hires to build their weapon systems, and he came forth and told them everything about the system they have in place. And believe me, folks, when I say space is weaponized, I actually hadn't seen it, but they were trying to stop people from weaponizing space back in the 60s. As a matter of fact, Werner von Braun was the main person against it, trying to stop it.
Opponent, yeah,
right,
he was.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
but they've done it. They have the actual net in, and it's tied into the Earth's torsion field. As a matter of fact, part of that system help powers these systems. And
so they're using the power off the Earth's torsion field to power it.
Right, and
wow.
Believe it or not, it's tied into the cable TV satellites, people.
It doesn't surprise me, man. We know that the telecommunications and the, you know, all these guys are all in the pockets of the deep state.
Wait till you hear what this guy tells. It's actually gonna blow you away.
You know, I'm like you. I've kind of suspected that. I figured they were quantum computers somewhere, but I had no idea that it was so sophisticated that it's up there on using the torsion field. That's creepy.
Yeah, I mean it's incredible.
How many years ahead of us are they, technology wise? 100?
I would say here in Earth realm.
Yeah.
In the corporate realm, they're probably 25 to 50 years ahead of us with our automation.
Yeah.
In the military realm, the government and military realm, they're over 100 years ahead of us.
God.
In the space realm, where the secret space program is concerned, they're mm-hmm. 150 to 300 years ahead of us.
That's unreal, man. It's it doesn't surprise me. You know, that's why they look at us. That's why they look down on us as stupid, useless eaters. You know, we're the chattel. We're the peons. We're nothing. We're the dumb ones. We're the stupid people because they've kept us in the dark. That's why.
To give you a reference point,
mm-hmm.
do you see how advanced the Star Trek is? They've in some respects, in some avenues, they've surpassed that. So if you've seen Star Trek and know what all that they have food replicators,
wow.
Just, you know, machines that can mechanically create a part, you know, for the ship. You know, they have holograms,
yeah.
That hologram system, you know, came from it kind of mimics the one that that the Earth is in. So
wow.
So gosh, you do the math.
That's unreal, man. You know, it doesn't surprise me. What kills me is the way they weaponize technology. You know, this technology, they could use this technology to turn the Sahara Desert into the most fertile plains to grow food. It just, if you believe in God, do you really think he would put us on this planet and command us to go and procreate, but then not give us the ability to take care of the ones that we create? No, God wouldn't do that. You know, these people are Luciferian psychopaths, folks. I'm sorry, that's what they are. You could never convince me otherwise, and every day more and more things come out and verify it to me. They're Luciferian psychopaths. What scares me is Trump's just issued an executive order for an emergency, And Pelosi's already said, well, if he can do that and build a wall, then why can't the next Democratic president create a executive order to take the guns away from the people? She said that. It's coming. When they get back in power, they're going to take the guns. They're going to try. That's when there's going to be blood in the streets, folks. That's when it's going to be time to get your rifle and get ready.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy? That woman's nuts. She is nutty
you
as
mean
a fruitcake.
She actually said that on the news?
Yes. Not on the news. Somebody had a microphone
somebody
there. It's recorded.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hear her say it. She said it.
Wow.
She's crazy. The woman is nutty as a fruitcake. These people just... I can't. My cousin Walter, I saw him and his beautiful wife Jan at the funeral, and he listens to the show. They're probably listening right now if they are. Hey, and she was telling him, don't start. You know, you'll get upset because he's like me. It's hard to wrap your mind around the blatant anti-constitutional crap that they're pulling on us right now. You know, and nobody seems to care. It's unbelievable. You know, I remember, and now I am 58 years old. But I remember when there were people were charged with crimes against the Constitution, and they went to court, and they were found guilty, and they went to prison. Apparently, there's no such thing anymore. It's like everything they do is against the Constitution. The Federal Reserve is against the Constitution. The IRS is against the Constitution. But they do it, and they get away with it. They get away with it because we don't stop it. It's called implied consent. If you don't stand up and go, whoa, 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 you can't do that, then to them, you've given your okay. It's called implied consent, and that's what they run on, folks, and it's got to be stopped. You know, I've said this on both this show and the weeknight show, but if they pass that bill where they can abort a just recently born baby, God is going to close the book on America. It's over. America's going to be destroyed soon if they do that. If we allow that to happen, is the way I should put it. It's up to us. You know, and Bo even mentioned it last night. You have no idea how much power we have. It's been kept from us like everything else. Jesus told us, you know, we could move mountains. We could do all these different things, even greater things than he himself did. But we don't know how because it's been kept from us. And they want it to remain kept from us, folks. That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Postman, am I
no,
right?
No, you're not. Because of later on in the program, I want to reference a verse in the Book of Revelation. You know, when it talks about the planet when it's in total chaos, and the animals actually turn on us.
Really?
Yes, they do. And I've been doing some research on this, and I hadn't came to a conclusion yet, but I'm thinking that it might be the actual planet turning on the evil ones that are here because the planet's alive, and it has defense mechanisms too, because you know I mentioned on the program I think it was Thursday oh yes it was it
when
was
you called.
Thursday yeah. It was Thursday that the planet is alive. There is an entity that dwells within, and it's female. Because it's a nurturer.
Mother Earth.
Right, it is. And and it kind of harkens back to a movie which James Cameron made.
Imagine that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's in the loop.
Right. And the name of the movie was Avatar. You've seen it, right?
That movie freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I've seen
if you notice later on in the movie when all the natives were up in arms. Mm-hmm. Guess what they did? They joined hands and they sang that dreaded song that people make fun of. Pretty much, that's pretty much what they sang. They sang that song, "Come By Ya."
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't actually sing that song, but it was along those lines.
Yeah, they joined together.
Right. They joined together.
Kind of like Clemson football team did before they kicked Alabama's butt in the bowl
right.
game. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Unity.
They actually joined together. Around one of the points, you know, where the access, and they actually summoned the entity that was in that indwelled the planet, and she actually responded. But that was when all of them did that. I mean, she didn't respond right then. But let me tell you what she responded to. She responded to the leader. He had already established himself as a leader, and he was an off-worlder. He was an off-worlder that had had incarnated in one of their bodies.
One of their blue bodies.
Right, one of their blue bodies. He was in essence, he was a human, and he was an avatar inside of a one of those bodies. And when he went off to himself, and he came to one of those points, and he integrated himself, you know, with that. With that that point, he actually told her what he why he felt. He actually told her what needed to be done.
He opened
right,
his
you
heart.
Opened his heart to her.
Yeah,
and this isn't a movie, folks. I mean, this is a picture of what we should be doing as a group.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Right, and the thing is, of course, most of you, as I'm the sound of my voice, have seen the movie, know how it ends. He actually leads the a human that's been incarnated into their in the incarnation grid. He actually lead the natives against humans to take them down, evil humans, and they actually the entity that was inside of the planet that was the planet actually employed the animals to actually overtake, and you know how the story ends, if you've seen it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Avatar, if you get a chance to watch it, if you can watch it, watch it. It's difficult. It was difficult for me to watch, but it shows how greedy man can be when there's some kind of chemical or some kind of jewel or some kind of chemical. What's the word I'm looking for?
It was a power source is what it was.
Yes. There was something that was there on this planet that these indigenous people had been there. Is right there where they lived, and they wanted it. So the bad guys, which were us in the space program, we wanted it. So they made a guy incarnate as one of these things so he could infiltrate them and turn on them so they could come kill them all and take this stuff because it's stuff. It's valuable. It's greed. You know, it's basically a microcosm of America's military-industrial complex and the way we're going around the world claiming we want to Americanize everything, but that's not what they're doing. They're basically taking everything of value. They're splitting all these countries up. Look what they did to Russia. Look what they did to Iraq. On and on and on and on. They're piecemealing it off into bits, selling it to the highest bidder. That's what we do. That's what America has become. This is not my country anymore. But that's what they were doing. And this guy actually had a conscience. Well, that he was in love.
Right.
Throw the love thing in there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and he couldn't do it. He could not turn these people, couldn't let them be destroyed because they were beautiful people.
Right.
They didn't mean any harm. They wanted to be left alone. Kind of like the people in Iraq. Kind of like, you know what I'm saying. There's a big, I mean, it's like, it's weird because when you're awake, like Postman and I are, every movie you watch, it's not like it used to be when you watched a movie. It's not entertaining. You're dissecting everything, and you're looking for parallels. You're looking for what is he saying? What's he doing? What are they showing me? And believe me, every movie shows you something. It's incredible. All right, 5-minute break. We'll be back. This is a special 5-hour Clearing the Air. Thank you for listening. I am here with the Postman. I'm honored to be here with you, sir. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Wet at times over the next few days, but it's not going to rain all the time. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated shower or two late tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s, cloudy. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the showers and storms become more likely tomorrow night. Overnight, low 55. On Monday, President's Day, a better day. Chance of a shower early, but I think there'll be some partial sunshine, mid-60s for a high. But get ready. Tuesday through Thursday could be a lot of rain. In the state. state of Alabama, maybe locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
And welcome back to a very special five-hour Clearing the Air. My name is Terry Adams. I am your host tonight on this journey we're on. The Postman's with me, as always, on Saturday nights. Believe it or not, after 2 years, over 200 interviews, the Senate Intelligence Committee is approaching the end of its investigation into the 2016 election, according to NBC. Both Republicans and Democrats are telling us that they found no direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Which, after all, was the big question that everyone was asking. Meanwhile, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation continues without oversight, and Democrats continue to pursue the impeachment of Donald J. Trump, our duly elected president. And as we all know, through the Freedom of Information Act documents, thanks to Judicial Watch, there was Russian collusion. But it was on behalf of the demon craps, and especially Hillary, I think I'll sacrifice a chicken to Moloch tonight, Clinton. But will she ever be perp walked? Of course not. She and her Luciferian psychopathic coven mates are in every facet of our government, every department, every agency, and they, unlike the repugnant cants, they don't eat their own. They do not eat their own. They take care of one another. The repugnant cants don't. Because, see, both parties are controlled. It's a game, folks. It's a game. It's a trick. I'm tired of it. I'm disgusted by it. It makes me sick to think about it. As I mentioned last night, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, there's a big billboard right there by the Shell station at Redland Road and 231. Geoengineering Watch has rented or leased that billboard, and there's a big picture with chemtrails. It says, we're being geoengineered. I love it. I love it. They had to spend some money to do that, and I appreciate that.
Who put it up?
Geoengineering Watch. That's Dane Wigington's site.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
trying to warn people about chemtrails.
Good.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I've been trying to do. Wake up, folks. It's not condensation. It cannot be condensation. It's never been condensation, and it never will be condensation. All right. We're going to... what was that link? Someone, I think it was Bo, sent a link about the ISS, the termination of the feed on the ISS when like 20-something objects appeared. They abruptly cut the feed. And of course, you know, NASA says, oh, no, that was just, you know, whatever. Well, the Russians got up in front of the UN and said, yeah, it was cut because there were objects that were seen. So whatever they are everywhere. They're all around the ISS. You can see them on the feeds. A matter of fact, I bet if you watch most of the big feeds, you could probably see them. But they're never going to tell you that's what you saw, but they're there.
Yeah, even some of the stuff that the guys talk about in the Secret Space Program that nobody wants to believe or hardly believes, except the ones that are in it and them, mm-hmm. and the ones that are talking about it. I saw one of the little transport vessels they call a DART in the Secret Space Program, and it came up to the it was coming up to the ISS to dock,
and they forgot to cut the feed.
No, they did forget. They let it come all the way up to the ISS, and mm-hmm. until it got about 300 or 400 feet away from it, and then they cut the feed.
Of course.
Yeah. By then, I had seen it, and I knew what it was because I've seen a picture of it.
Sure.
Yeah. I've heard Corey Good describe him. I've heard David Wilcock describe him. I've heard Tony Rodriguez describe him. They're small transports.
What are they shaped like?
They're triangular shaped, and as a matter of fact, they don't look that good. They're kind of like trapezoidal shape, to be honest with you. Yeah. It's kind of like it's part rectangle and with a triangular shaped nose on it.
That's
weird.
Put
it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's odd looking.
Yeah, it is.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Wilcock, yeah. I played some of his stuff lately. If you doubt the stuff, you actually can see the schematics. I don't know if Tompkins put the patents out there, but he's got a lot of the schematics and a lot of the official documents that you can see if you go to rense.com. On the right-hand side, about halfway down, Bill Tompkins' incredible, breathtaking space flowchart. He's got all the documents. He did photocopies of them, official government documents, talking about these craft, how, you know, the documents on how the power sources work. All that stuff, it's out there. It's in the public domain, folks. You just got to look. But nobody wants to look. Nobody cares. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the interest is kind of low, I guess, because they'll most people say, you know, what can I do about it? But
I've heard that so many.
Wait till you see one in person. You know.
Yeah, if you don't soil yourself.
Most people will. And they literally know there's humans in them and American citizens in them, and they've had those things, you know, since mid 1940s, early 50s, and they've I think they've got to the fourth, fifth generation vessel now, and one of the most advanced is the Orion. It's the Orion class, and actually, I think it's the Orion 2 class that they've got.
Yeah.
And it's that big triangular one that's over a mile wide.
That's incredible.
And over 200 feet tall.
People are going to faint when they see these things.
Yeah, the one that flew over Phoenix.
Ah,
the one that blocked out of the sun. They say it was the size of the mountain.
They blocked the dadgum sky out.
Yeah, and that was the one that the MP, the local MP, told me, and he had tears in his eyes when he told me about it. And he didn't even know what it was. And he was right down on the tarmac. Some space admiral was coming in, you know, from outer space.
Yeah.
And he landed. He landed at this secret base in the Indian Ocean. You know what that is.
Diego Garcia.
Yeah, and he said that the mountainside opened up as a dock, mm-hmm. you know, for it. You know, and he said that there were several doors that they cut into the side of the mountain. He said he didn't know there were some doors there, but when the thing landed, the doors came up. Like he said, like five or six doors opened, you know, just for that one craft.
That's how big it was.
Yeah, and it was the side of the mountain that they cut out and put hydraulics in to actually lift the side of the mountain with it. When it closed, it looked like the mountain.
Well, that answers where that 21 trillion went. Some of it, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. And the vessel, for that matter. I mean, it's like he said it was a. He said he hadn't heard it run yet. He said all he did was felt the wind that came off of it, you know, when it came in to land.
My God.
And he said, and he also told me that the little beret that it had on his head. He said it was about to come off. His hair was standing up so so straight that it was about to come off of his head. Because of the magnetic field that thing was putting out.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
My God.
He said he had never seen anything like it in his life. He said it had landing pads that came out. They weren't wheels. They were landing pads. You know?
Yeah.
It had feet, in other words.
Huh?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Things are about to get real here real, real soon, folks. Yeah, I'm looking at rents.com, and you know, as I told you, I don't know, 7-8 months ago, the insects are dying. The insects are dying because of what's coming from the aerosols. And there's probably 15 different articles from different states about the insects dying. They are dying. Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's not good, because what happens next is it moves up the line. That means all the animals, the birds that eat the insects, they're going to die. And then when they die, whatever eats them is going to die. It's going to work its way up, and guess who's at the top? You and I, we're at the top. Humans. Not a good thing. I think this is where, when the Bible talks about a man will spend his day's salary to feed his family for that one day, that's where we're going to be when this finally hits end. That's what they're talking about. Food's going to be very hard to come by. They're making the soil so acidic that food can't grow. You know, most people that have garden are experiencing that right now. And I tell you, it's all by design. Every bit of it's by design. I promise you it is. But what was that video you were talking about, Postman? Do you remember the name of it?
Yes, I've got it right here. The first one I'd like you
it's on YouTube, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, there's a let's see. I guess we'll wait till last to do this one.
But okay.
Anyway, This is a engineer by the name of Richard Lighthouse, and this guy is super smart, and he found the problem, and he actually got a remedy for the problem, got multiple remedies, you know, for the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it, you know, we can do on the ground, and all you got to do is tell somebody about it, you know, because the D State has security set up, and there's levels of security. All you got to do is tell one of the lower level minions something that he don't need to know. He don't supposed to know. Mm-hmm. That's in the higher up level. And if he goes back and tell it, or they know he know it, that'll disrupt everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And just send it up the chain of command that way. And it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everything they do in the deep states is on a need to know basis.
Yeah, compartmentalization.
And, right, and yeah. The ones that are actually out on the street doing the terrorizing or the gang stalking. Gang stalking.
Know it well. Yeah.
Those are the ones that don't know a thing. All they're doing is drawing a paycheck.
That's right.
That's it.
To do what they do, mess right. with people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got several of his videos. We're all being tracked. Corrected version.
Yes, that's the one. And another thing too, folks, that YouTube. Was destroying that video because I heard they actually uncut one in the beginning, and when it was done live, mm-hmm. the people that was trying to listen to it couldn't hear it.
Imagine that.
There was so much static in it. She actually, Carrie actually canceled the actual YouTube feature on her computer and started a brand new one. She did it twice.
Wow.
To try to stop him from and then. They still did the same thing. He had to cut his video feed off, you know. Huh. So less things would be running, you know, while they're trying to do the actual interview.
So he was being attacked by the same stuff he was trying to tell us about,
right?
So to speak.
Yeah.
And listen, folks, if you don't know what targeted individuals are and you don't know what gang stalking is, I've experienced both. I know what they are. Skizit Gesture, a lady, I've mentioned her name many, many times. She's probably the foremost Morgellons investigator. Her deal's patent research. She's found all the patents. When she was here, she stayed at a hotel here, and she was telling me, and I said, look, Montgomery, no, that's not going to happen in Montgomery. That may happen in Texas, where you're from, the messing with you. But I know everybody. They're not going to mess with you here. They mess with her here. I know they mess with her. I saw what they did. I know they mess with her here. So anywhere you go, if you're a TI, you're going, the word's going to get out wherever you're going because they're tracking you, and you're going to be messed with anywhere you go.
He actually covers that.
Really?
Yes, he does.
It's amazing. I mean, I've seen it. I know it happens.
He covers all of that. And the first 5 minutes is just introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually skip that. But
okay.
But at 49 minutes, there's some very important information on that.
Okay.
Very important. Also, at an hour and 11 minutes, he talks about 5G.
Oh, wow. 5G's bad.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We got 8 seconds. We're going to go ahead and hit this break. It's a short break. It looks like maybe 2 minutes. Then we'll get back. We'll start the video when we get back. And that'll give us time during the break to get it set up. So, y'all stay with us. We'll be right back.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're going to play you a video now. This gentleman's name's Richard Lighthouse. So let's see if we can get this thing to work. You never know. We fly without a net here on the trapeze.
Under the 50th wing.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to turn your video off. Very sorry about this, but people are still complaining about the sound. And I'm not sure why, because it's not... It's fine at my end, and you can hear fine, but apparently the people who are listening on YouTube are not able. Do you know how to shut your camera off? You just click the camera, and it gets a slash through it. That means it's off.
Okay, how's that?
That's what you do. Okay. It's not ideal, but it's the best. Some people would think that we should restart. I can't shut down the YouTube window without having to move this entire broadcast to another YouTube window, and you won't be able, I don't know if it'll show up on the right place.
Okay.
Well, it's, my internet is slow because I'm broadcasting and talking. Well, of course, I'm always broadcasting and talking, but we don't usually have such an issue. We do feel that there is an issue with people targeting this. No videos doesn't help. Well, Richard, I guess I could hang up on you and call you back and see if we can bring you on a phone line if we have to. That's the only thing I can think of at this exact moment.
That's interesting.
Anyone else? I'm not sure what else to suggest, actually. So I will...
Wow, I guess
what does shopping at Galco get you?
Oh,
huge inventory of over 2 million electronic
monetized
parts.
Videos. I hate monetized.
Let's hang up this call, and I'll call you back on Skype.
Come on, Carrie.
The fusion centers, how do we know that?
Here we go.
Can you just back up a couple steps? You were talking about some individuals that you think are heading up the targeting program.
That's correct. The CIA handles the funds from the black budget, and those funds go to what's called the National Intelligence Program. And the Office of the Director of National Intelligence doles out those funds, but really does it at the discretion of the CIA. So the CIA is highly involved in that process. The three main recipients are the Air Force Space Command, the 50th Wing, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and the Department of Justice under John Dewars. And I do have a chart on that. The gang stalking is run out of the fusion centers. How do we know that? We know that because three police whistleblowers last year came forward and told us that the fusion centers are the control stations for all the gang stalking. There's a minimum of one fusion center in every state, and that's how the gang stalking is organized in each state. In Texas, we've actually got, three or four fusion centers. And the main one is in Austin, the capital. But we also have one near Dallas and one in Houston. So the local offices will handle that gang stalking operation. And grant money is provided from the National Intelligence Program to set up and hire all these people that then go about harassing these targeted individuals 24 hours a day.
Yep.
And it's all done under the guise, here's the code word, counterterrorism. Counterterrorism really means gang stalking. 90% of what they do is gang stalking. The other 10% of the time they spend pretending that they're fighting terrorists. So they talk about counterterrorism, they talk about, you know, difficult terrorists in foreign countries, But the main reason that we know that this is all a shill is in 2012, the State Department, in fact, every year the State Department puts out a list. They have each one of their country managers. So the State Department has set up regions like the Middle East or Asia. And then under that, each country has country managers and analysts that analyze everything going on in that specific country.
Okay, I'm very sorry. They're really hitting us hard. What I want to do here is call you on a phone line. So, Richard, let's back up slightly and go back to the individuals that you believe are running the program, and how perhaps you can tell us how you got, you zeroed in on those particular people.
Okay, yeah, that's a good place to back up. So I do have a slide that's called Figure P1, P as in Paul. It's on my website. It's in a number of my books, my recent books, that are free at rlighthouse.com. All of my e-books for targeted individuals are free. So this is what I've been able to track down. CIA operations group is headed by Elizabeth Kimber. She handles the day-to-day operations of the CIA that includes the targeted individual program. In this overview slide, and again, there are many more people involved than just these people I've identified on this chart. The entire groups and organizations that I've identified, for example, at the Justice Department, they have a group called the National Security Division. So basically everyone in that division, and they've got a number of sub-managers that manage specific tasks, but they're ultra-high secrecy, and their onus on a day-to-day basis has nothing to do with national security. That's a shill. Their goal is control of the population, and they are one segment out of that agenda. So we have at the top Elizabeth Kimber. The directed energy weapons are run out of Schriever Air Force Base. The commander there is General John Raymond. The 50th Wing is where all of the activity, all of the illegal activity is focused. So that's, and I'll get into the details of how that plays into the bigger picture. I'll get into some of the details of how tracking works. But I wanted to lay out an overview of the TI program because it's a subset, and explain why the Air Force had to have this tracking system. And then they decided they would roll it out and just use it on everyone. So they started tracking everyone, even if you're not a targeted individual.
God.
By obtaining the precise GPS coordinates from 1 second to the next, it gives them the ability to hit your head with subliminal messages. And that's the end goal of the tracking.
Just knowing
where you are from 1 second to the next, particularly in our country where people have cell phones, where cell phone usage is very high, that's not particularly helpful information. But knowing the precise GPS coordinates of your head and being able to aim subliminal messages that are sent through focused microwave beams at your head 24 hours a day, that's valuable. And that's the purpose of the system. The system is used for tracking you so they can take advantage of you. That's really what it's all about. And I summarize that on another diagram that's called How the U.S. Air Force Tracks Everyone. And I do mean everyone, including children. Most people will discover, if they sit in a very quiet moment, they'll discover that they have ringing in their one or both ears. It's a very high pitch, noticeable ringing that's fairly constant. That ringing is there because you're getting hit with microwaves.
You better believe it.
As soon as the microwaves get turned off, that ringing will go away.
Yeah.
So what it's doing is it's vibrating your brain. There's a number of scientists that worked for the military for many years. If you go to a website called biggerthansnowden.com, you'll find Dr. Douglas Rock, R-O-K-K-E. He was involved with some of the design, system design, that discovered that the Fry effect, which actually goes all the way back to about 1960, could send messages to your brain. But the reason that works so well is because your brain actually has a natural resonant frequency in the same way that a wine glass,
that's right,
or a tuning fork has a natural resonant frequency. Your brain also has a natural resonant frequency. And it's between about 400 megahertz, about 420 megahertz to about 480 megahertz for most people. Now, what can be done is the people that are suffering from the V2K, the voiceless call phenomenon, what they're doing is they're using that optimal range within that frequency so that the voice comes through loud and clear. But if they go outside of that range, say up to 520 megahertz, what happens is the message is still present and your subconscious mind can pick it up. So what I'm really saying is everyone gets the voice-to-skull phenomenon, but they use a frequency that's less efficient so that your brain picks it up subliminally and doesn't actually hear it, doesn't get translated into
a frequency range that's
audible to your conscious mind. So it's really, they're using the same phenomena that's used for voice-to-skull, and they use it in a non-optimal frequency, which causes it to be picked up by the subliminal mind, if that makes sense. So let me get back to the organization charts, because that helps people understand who all is involved. For 30 years, people have been filing lawsuits on this issue and trying to get senators and congressmen aware of what's going on. This is an unacknowledged special access program. It's called a USAP. All USAPs are illegal. They violate the Constitution. You cannot, if you are a whistleblower and you tell and you blow the whistle on an illegal program such as a USAP, you cannot be charged with a crime because the program itself is illegal.
Why are they not stopping?
I encourage whistleblowers to come out. You cannot be charged with a crime for exposing a USAP. And the person that has explained that repeatedly is Dr. Stephen Greer.
Yeah.
And he's one of the experts in terms of being exposed to many, many whistleblowers, just like you, Kerry. And his opinion is, to date, no one has been charged with a crime for exposing a USAP. So that's helpful information. If you're on the fence and you're involved in one of these programs, we encourage you to blow the whistle. There's a number of good ways to do that. Kerry is certainly one of the best resources for whistleblowers. There's other ones out there, and there's ways that you can get messages that are fully encrypted to a member. And I encourage you to research that, not on your work computer, and find out the best way to do that so that you don't have to deliberately expose yourself.
So people are still complaining about the sound. I'm not sure why. I don't know what is going on.
Don't do it again.
As I can say, I can hear you fine. Some people don't. I don't know. They're